I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't they do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, so welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Goldie.
And that's Mikus over there.
Hello.
Mikus chimes in when we need him. He films as well. He's pretty much in charge of everything, really. Dave, the Brit that knows jack shit, he edits. He's here as well. And Charlie, that fact checks, is in the building also. You've probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We Got the Chocolates. That is a win.
Cricket on the weekend for you boys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Skinny, how do you guys go?
Fine. Yeah, not bad.
Nice.
We had set 300 the week before, ended up getting the win this week.
Beautiful.
Held them out once, then took another forfer, and I got a slips catch.
Did you?
Yep.
Well done.
Only just.
Got the chocolates.
In the fingertips, but you know, it doesn't say that in the scorebook, does it?
Beautiful.
I wish it did. Imagine that. Described every catch and how
it's taken. Fucking scrapbook.
Only just hung on to it.
Caught it in his midriff. Missed his hands.
But on fire, yeah. The threes guys.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, we are doing it two from two.
Beautiful.
The ones.
Lethal.
Yeah. I hate cricket.
I was actually going to bring this up to you like last night, but I thought I'd leave you alone last night. You know, I think when everyone gets closer to the back end of their career, do they like...
What are you trying to say?
Yeah. Well, you know, you're getting a bit old, mate. Getting long in the tooth. Everyone has the moment where it's a snap in their head and said, I think I'm about to retire.
Right.
I remember exactly mine.
What was it?
I was standing in Gully at West and they were like, true offers on a million and it was hot and I'd finished bowling. I'm so... What on earth am I doing? was this close to yours?
Nah, it's gone the other way. It's okay. Made me it's
really hungry.
It's reinvigorated me.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to go to training 9 times this week.
Yeah.
Because the fact that I got bowled by a ball that was going at 14 kilometers per hour. Mm-hmm. And it's now all over social media. And I walked in to commentate the grade cricket final yesterday. I walked past all the Norths boys.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, boys, how you going? They're like, hey, Lethal, just got a good one yesterday.
I mean, the drop on that second bounce was just unbelievable.
But that's the thing, is it? And this is, I think, a flaw in Australian coaching.
Yeah.
Just that we don't practice enough of that.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. And that's the type of that. You do need to put players in that situation so that when that the push comes to shove, they need to be able to know that they can cope with that type of menacing delivery.
I think we're absolutely wasting our fucking time facing 135 kilometer an hour outswingers.
Yeah,
it's a waste of time.
Everyone can do that.
Yeah, everyone can do that.
What you can't do is face double bounces. No, it was particularly embarrassing. The whole day was embarrassing. Yeah, we had one less player.
The one less player was hilarious because Anthony Wilson rang me.
He's like, 10 runs.
Lost by 10 runs, chasing 150. He had to drive to Ipswich to do it and got bowled by a ball that effectively my son could have hit, I think.
Correct. Anthony Wilson wasn't even playing and I still got in an argument with him.
He probably laughed at you after.
He did.
Yeah. Perfect.
He laughed at me every time we played. So, yeah, wonderful day of cricket. That's why we love it, though. I mean, isn't it wonderful? Mikus?
Yeah, love cricket.
Good game. All right. Well, and then Cody, can you talk me through something very funny? You don't know that I've seen this, but you said one of the great, pretty much one of the all-time replies to your mother-in-law, and I was hoping that you could share that.
Yeah, well, I think I said to the boys like off air last week, like my two-year-old daughter, or a bit over two now, she's potty training at the moment, which is like quite...
She's going to be on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. She's taking Mikus's spot. can't say more.
Oh, no.
Move over. Watch these cameras. So like, and she's actually going really, really well. Like she's like, we're literally like week two, and she's already pretty much got down pat, which is great. My mother-in-law looks after her at the time that we're recording. So on a Monday morning, Kathleen's at work or shopping, doing something. but she sent a message through like to the family group chat, saying, guess who did a poo on the potty? Obviously me, obviously meaning my daughter, but obviously, you know, I was busy at work again. And I sent back, that's great, Jules, you're 59, so congratulations.
Really should have worked that out, buddy.
Oh, God.
I just can't teach that topic either.
I also need to work harder at work.
No, I think it's perfect. Does your boss listen to the podcast footage?
I don't know. If you are listening, Nathan, sorry, mate.
All right. Let's move on to the joke of the week.
Yeah, and we get so many left on the chalk line for us. I didn't have to look very far back to find this one. I found a winner straight up. Not sure who it came from, but it was very good. And you can also leave them for us at wegotthechocolates.com.au. There's a little voice recording part there. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Hi, guys. It's Millsy from Brighton, UK. Mm-hmm. Love the podcast. Definitely stayed for a laugh. A quick one for you on the edge of risque. How do you confuse a casual wanker? 42. Once that one sunk in, you tell one skin.
What?
Are you confused?
I'm confused. Oh, that is good. Well done, Millsy. Back to Australian Idol, old friend.
Millsy was on Australia. It's a very niche reference.
You got it straight away.
But considering this Millsy's from Brighton, the UK, I don't think he knows Rob Mills from Australian Idol.
Oh, you never know.
Well done, Millsy. That's outstanding. You can call anytime. Usually, Gody finishes his segment saying, don't call us again. But Millsy, that's outstanding.
Very good.
That was well done. We've also got a written one from Paddy, also a bit risque.
Selma write one in by any chance as well?
Remember we told you actually that about, you know, when we had to introduce our girlfriend that was actually a hamburger.
Mm.
You said skinned meat patty.
Okay, nice.
I'll give yourself a patty on the back of that one.
I really look forward to the day I can just get through something.
Oh, we're not here to help your career, skin.
Okay, fair enough. Anyways, the joke. What's worse than having ants in your pants? Uncles.
Oh. Why does he do it?
It's not okay.
No, it's really not.
That's like the, what's the opposite of what's the opposite of a cross ant? Or a cross on.
A happy uncle.
Yeah, nice. Do you remember that one?
Got it, mate. Yeah. Unclear.
Perfect.
That won't be the worst joke but you'll hear on this podcast today either, I don't reckon.
Nice forward sell. We have got something worse coming up, so stay tuned for that. That's forward selling 101. Joke of the Week is brought to you by our friends at Better Beer. Thank you very much. I've also got some outstanding new merch out, which we're not wearing and should be.
Yeah,
so can't wait. For listening. But also,
getting the selling.
We're getting really good at this.
Yeah, but also there is a discount code actually for any Chalky listeners. If you would like some Better Beer merch, find that in our link tree. Skin,
mm-hmm.
We got this email. Actually, not an email. It was a message. It says, from Kelby, by the way. Hey, legends, in brackets, and Mikus.
Nice.
Any chance of a name store for my air fryer? Best I've come up with so far is Fryer Tuck. So, I mean, that can only really mean one thing.
Maybe you're really good.
Perfect time to play the jingle.
Good game of Google for you.
You're in for a treat.
And you're standing there without a name. So we'll give you one you can acclaim.
One of the great jingles.
It's amazing how many people need random things in their life named.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I would say. And probably only since we invented this segment.
So. Yeah.
I would say.
Strange. If we did one of these every week, we could keep it going for like
a while.
Yeah, probably a year and a half.
A good two or three episodes.
We've got that many requests.
Yeah.
There's a lot of requests for hens. We might have to do hens again.
Yeah.
Obviously, people aren't happy with just Hannah for Aniston. I thought that was a great name. But
All right.
Okay. The air fryer. What was his first example? I don't even know.
Fryer tuck. That's from Robin Hood, isn't it?
Wouldn't have a scurvy.
No, yeah, I haven't got
is
that.
Is it? Oh,
fact checking. Charles, what about that? Fact checking.
Charlie is.
Put that on your invoice, Charles.
Charlie's first, is a first minute of work he's done today. Well done. Yeah, so, yeah, Robin Hood and fryer tuck. That's class.
I'll kick us off with some AFL ones, boys. Just back to back, two in a row. No fryer opportunity.
Oh,
I thought you meant players. You meant
no, rules. No,
that
rules.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
that's nice.
And a qualifying final.
Okay. Okay. That's
very good.
Good. I like it. I had a polar bear fryer.
You're right.
And the Cooklin Nets.
Cooklin Nets.
Brooklyn Nets.
Okay. Cool. Well, cooking with a fryer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, I had a Marty McFry.
Nice.
And Oprah Winfrey.
It's the same name. You just changed the pronunciation.
That's fine.
Okay.
No, no, like
rule okay. Two of podcasting.
That, that is true. Well, I've got just a phrase that I say often: to skin, lie, lie, pants on fryer. And then I also thought that maybe potentially if you wanted to say goodbye in a different way, you could maybe say fryanara.
That sucks. Oh.
What do you mean that sucks?
That's good. Really good.
This podcast is so confusing.
Doesn't matter.
He says that sucks. Skid said that's really good.
I loved it.
Yeah.
We all have such weird things.
I've got another saying for you here, Gabes. No use frying over spilt milk.
Nice.
Crikey. Oh, I'm already disappointed with mine.
I'm not. What about your names?
So good. My next one I had.
Long thighs.
Can't fix everything, Iski. We're just trying to name a fryer.
Okay, I had Drake's potatoes.
I guess you cook that in fryer. That's fair. Yeah,
yeah.
You've gone very like off.
Yeah,
in different directions.
I went off a little bit. Yeah. And because an air fryer is sort of just like an oven on your bench,
convection oven. Yeah,
convection oven. So, McLovin. McLovin.
The best ones are when you have to explain
them. Yeah, I've always found that the best jokes. Yeah.
All right, I've got Emma Watson, the fryer.
That's a stretch, but I like what you're saying. Yeah.
And Crispy Jenner. And I got the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air fryer.
Oh. That's fine.
It's fine.
It's going to be hard to put on the back of a CD. Yeah, very good. Okay. What category do you want? I've got music for you.
Oh, perfect. I've got songs and bands.
Okay, so,
how many do you have?
We got a few. So I've got a great song by Usher, actually. Fryer, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you want to go one for one for this one? I'll match that with Ain't No Mountain Fry Enough by Cold Chisel.
Nice, and I'm happy. Also, I think it is Jimmy Barnes, Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Fryer.
Yeah, no. What about Fry Me a River by Justin Timberlake?
Very good also. And I've
what
obviously
is happening?
No, we've got two more each at least.
Yeah, and I've got Fryer Three Times by Chris Brown.
Yeah, beautiful. I've got a beautiful song by Macy Gray, I Fry.
How does that go?
I try.
Oh, yeah.
I fry to walk away. Nice. And just the band Air Supply as well. Air Supply.
Right. What do they take?
That bloody song. You know,
I'm all out of love. Great song.
Yeah.
Well, while we're on music, really quickly, Ariana Grande.
Yep.
Air.
It says air.
Yeah. It has the word air.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, it's hard to know. I mean, it also would have worked for like a balloon.
Yeah, yeah, music.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, off the back of one of Goaty's, I had I Fry with My Little Eye.
Good.
What little eye?
That's a bit locked up at the moment.
What?
The metal.
Oh, right. Oh, I thought I was talking about the whole area, not just the little.
Nah.
Yep.
All right. Well, potentially, anyway, if you've flown with Qantas, you've got a few of these frequent fryer points.
Yeah, excellent.
Also, you may want a job as a fryer fighter.
Yeah, nice. Excellent.
Oh, my gosh.
If you're in the market for a property, a first home fryer's grant.
Nice.
Okay.
And potentially, if you go to church, you might believe in a fryer power.
This could go all day.
It really could.
Okay. Is anyone familiar with the cast of Stranger Things?
No. Make us.
Okay. Natalie Eyre Dyer. Natalie Eyre Fryer.
Yeah.
And if you'd just put it on the bench next to the Sadie sink.
I'm sure that's great. Someone's going to really love that.
Someone
I don't
want to
discourage
that.
You from doing that again, but someone's going to love that.
I think I've got celebs that people might be more familiar with. Firstly, Mike Fryers.
Yeah.
Toby McFryer. There's obviously Spider-Man before.
Yeah.
Fryer Banks and Fry LaBeouf.
Beautiful. Booth.
Fry the right. Boopers.
Okay.
Fry the
yeah,
Boopers.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Nice.
If you need some new wheels, Kmart Fryer and Auto.
Which is just funny because I've got our other favourite content creators, the Enfried Unemployed.
Fucking hell.
How did we do this in 20 minutes? You wouldn't have believed it.
Can I get out, compare the fryermarket.com.au?
Done?
Probably two more.
Are they good?
Those sizzle my nizzle.
Don't sizzle anything in a fucking oven.
Oh, man, you hate this.
Oh, great. Here we go. This will be good. I'm glad you saved this to laugh.
Come on, Daddy, next year. Let's do it.
No pressure at all. No, you're the last one.
This is the last one. We're going to an ad after this. Come
this
on.
This segment finishes after this one.
Yeah, this is it.
So make sure it's good.
Final leg of a relay race. Come on, buddy.
Dwayne the Crockpot Johnson. It's not even an air fryer.
That's a slow cooker, you fuckwit.
They're essentially the same thing.
No, you're saying air fry does things faster, does it slow? It's in the title, you know.
That's why it's called an air flyer.
Oh, honestly, what is wrong with him?
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, Reece Walsh, who's the Brisbane Broncos fullback here in Australia, plays in the NRL, and they unfortunately just lost recently, a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? But he found himself in some strife before that game, before the grand final against the Panthers, because a Panthers fan, make sure I'm doing this right, Gody, because I feel like you'd be all over it. A Panthers fan at like the grand final parade where they get up and introduce the teams said to him, it's not in the video, but I think said something like, Moses Leota is going to take your head off.
Yeah.
And then Reece.
Quite a young fan.
A very young fan. Yes. And Reece Walsh's response was this.
See, I'll take your mum's.
I mean, that is just one of the finer comebacks.
If you're in grade eight, there's no coming back from that.
I think that's why I found it so amusing. Like, it obviously got turned into like a massive story. It was like Reece Walsh in hot water about this.
Abusive
and
fan. Yeah.
Then I watched the video. I was like, it's literally gone with your mum joke. I didn't realise people were still doing that.
They died, mate.
I haven't heard that since what?
But it's like, it's so funny because the kids, you actually don't know what to come back from that. Like the kids are just sitting there like laughing like, ooh.
Got him.
Got him. Kind of. I mean, he also got asked a little bit. It was just so weird. But then the Panthers, when they were on their Mad Monday, they always, because everyone would have seen this video. And then I think, who's this? Who's
James Fisher-Harris, and I think Moses Leota in there as well, actually.
Yeah, so this was their sort of retort, which I don't think was meant for Reece Walsh, but.
Your mom! Who's mom? Who's mom?
Your dad.
Who's mom?
Your dad.
Your dad's mom.
Your dad.
I mean, there's some really good chat.
That is a well thought out response.
Yeah, that is. I mean,
your dad's mum.
Your grandma?
Yeah,
Why are we bringing up grandma's?
How did she get dragged in?
Don't respond after 68 beers, I reckon. It's probably,
I mean, just following that debate is just, I'm not sure. We used to be very good debaters, Skin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I'm not sure how you would score that one. Everyone's thinking the same thing. Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah.
But yeah, I found it very strange that, because I remember being in high school and that bigger thing, like your mum jokes were genuinely actually a thing that people found quite amusing. Mm. And I just wondered if, you know, said number of years later, we would still find them amusing.
The answer is no.
The answer for Cody is no. But the answer for me is I found six that I thought were quite funny. And obviously we don't mean any harm to any mums out there.
Oh, fact, yeah, wonderful people.
Yeah, they're all the mums. Any mums that want to get on. No. I probably should have finished that sentence. I meant get on board more from a sponsorship
point of view, not from a physical.
Not from a...
Oh, my.
Anyway, first joke. That's great. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
That's funnier than the rest of these are going to be. So.
Wonderful. So, yeah, like they often do, but we don't mean them. Obviously, we do not say that this is a great thing to go and call out to people. I wouldn't have thought.
Nah.
But they kind of are quite creative at times, I think. So, like,
we'll see.
Well, yeah. So, like, your mum is so stupid, she stared at a cup of orange juice for 12 hours because it said concentrate. I mean, you just can't beat that type of thing. You actually, how would you? I mean, where would you go from that? You'd have to come back with your own your mother joke. So.
Well, your mother's so dumb that she thought lightsabers had less calories.
Because they're light.
I get it.
No, I don't think you do.
I fucking hate this shit. We started so good. We get this rubbish in here.
Gary, no, but we forward sold it.
Yeah, we did. I did say it was going to be shit. So don't say you weren't warned. Yeah.
What did you say? You said so dumb or so?
I said dumb.
All right. Well, I'll go also so dumb. When thieves broke into her house and stole the TV, she chased after them shouting, "You forgot the remote."
I like these.
Do you? It's just good comedy. It's not good content.
Used to be called jumpalines before your mama got on it.
Mickus.
They used to be called what?
Jumpalines.
Jumpalines.
Trampolines. Mickus.
What? What?
I don't know. That's.
I mean, that doesn't necessarily have to be about someone's mom. That could be about anything.
Okay.
What have you got for us, kid?
So ugly, she made One Direction go some other direction.
Nice. It's a lot of so fat ones, which is probably a bit rough.
Okay.
Same.
But so fat, when she sat on the iPod, she made the iPad.
So good.
Okay, along a similar line.
How good.
So great. Unfamiliar with the gym, she calls it James.
Cody, we've got him. Right, we finally got him. I knew we would get him on board.
There was gonna be one.
Really good. The rest of us are so shit.
Excuse me, that iPod iPad.
Okay.
That's good. She said she thought Call of Duty was a game about pooping.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I mean, you're not helping. You're choosing bad
ones. You're the worst ones.
So fat, it took me 2 buses and a train to get to her good side.
Okay.
I mean, you wouldn't write it on a birthday card.
No.
No.
No, I'm nervous.
I've just paused. Play along here with me.
Okay.
So this goes, what do you call a cow with no legs?
Ground beef.
What do you call a cow with one leg?
Lean beef.
What do you call a cow with 2 legs?
Oh.
Your mum.
Oh, Mickus.
I think we should introduce a segment of like a 5-minute sin bin in this podcast.
Are you kidding? There was absolutely nothing wrong with that.
That's great. Actually, it's great content. It's fantastic.
Speaking of, I've got so ugly, she looked out the window and got arrested for mooning.
Oh, goodness. Goodness gracious.
That's clever, I think.
Oh, brilliant. I mean, that's genius. Okay, I had so ugly, your dad wakes up with a morning wooden.
He's got to get it.
we're absolutely not getting any better than that. So move us on, please.
Groggy.
Oh, well done. No.
Okay. No.
Thank you, Reese Walsh.
Yeah.
What a great piece of podcasting content.
I thought that was his biggest contribution of the year.
Also quite a good footballer. But,
very, very good footballer.
Yeah.
Okay, so we had a joke sent in which reminded me of a hypothetical debate that we'll get to. We'll get to, but I'll start with the joke. Comes from James, actually. Old Jim, good bloke. So sharks can outswim you, but you can outrun a shark. So far in a triathlon, you're all square. It all comes down to who's the better cyclist.
So fair. Sharks would be decent cyclists.
Oh, yeah, they'd be. I mean, those fins would be doing some work.
Yeah, I've seen Nico Hines on a bike, and he's pretty good.
All right, so it reminded you of Skid.
Yeah. Okay, so that reminded me of this hypothetical, which was floating around. I remember seeing it a few years ago. So essentially, you've got to pick two of these groups of animals to defend you, and all of the others are going to be attacking you. Right. So the options are you've got 50 eagles, 10 crocodiles, 3 bears, 7 bulls, 1 bloke with a sniper, 15
a wolves. A rifle.
Oh, sorry. 15 wolves, 10,000 rats, 5 gorillas, or 4 lions.
Okay. What would you like us to do?
I think we all, I hope we've all decided on what we're going with, and then we just get stuck into a debate, I reckon. So I'm going 5 gorillas.
Is there
and
multiple
10
of us having a debate?
Okay. Yep.
Yep.
5 gorillas, 10 crocodiles.
Whoa. Interesting.
I'm going 50 eagles, 4 lions.
Oh.
I'm going the hunter and the lions.
I'm going the hunter and 10,000 rats.
Okay, Mikus.
Intriguing.
So firstly, my first argument is you're an idiot.
Why the rats?
Why would you do that?
Why would you give a rat's about them?
I just don't want 10,000 rats coming for me. Do you imagine 10,000 rats like just attacking you? I'd rather just get attacked by a bear. Like, because obviously you're going to die pretty soon either way.
From 10,000 rats?
No, they're protecting you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, right. No, but you were saying that...
You're saying that 4 lions couldn't just quickly nibble up 10,000 rats.
Yeah, but then they... The thing is...
What is the thing?
Lee, why do you go with what you...
Right, I've thought through this very well. So here's my theory, right? So it's me and the lions on the ground. Ground patrol, you might say.
Yeah.
And then I've got the eagles that are just like nothing will ever get to us because the eagles are just out there spotting. They can see the whole land. Mm-hmm. And then they just like they literally just can warn you if anyone's coming. If anyone gets to you by a miracle, lions get them. But they won't because the eagles are like eagles steal babies. They can I've seen videos.
Yeah, and luckily one of the things coming to attack you is obviously 100 babies.
But it's the same. Like a grizzly bear is the same size as an infant. So the eagle will stop it. The eagles landed.
Stop the grizzly bears.
Yeah. Peck the eyes.
But what I don't get is there's someone literally with a gun.
They're not gonna shoot 50 eagles.
No, but they're gonna shoot you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Sorry. What was your other animal? You've got 50 eagles and what?
Yeah, wait, hang on a second. How's your fucking 10,000 rats going to stop someone shooting you?
No, he's got the shooter
as well.
Yeah, well, my eagle got the shooter before he got me.
Fuck, that's actually not bad.
No, it is bad.
No,
because he doesn't get close to me.
No, because
50 eagles, he's not going to shoot all 50 with a rifle. It's not
a
machine
reload.
Gun.
It's a rifle.
But he only has to shoot fucking him.
No, but
he can't get close enough to me because the eagles saw him on his way.
Nah. How far, like, they can shoot more than 4 meters.
Yeah, but he flew in from Perth, came over.
Was he 2 hours late, wasn't he?
It's on daylight savings time, so the eagle's got it.
Yeah.
Wait, can the hunter die? Like, can an eagle just kill him?
Yes.
Is that not the whole point of this hypothetical?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I'm backing 50 eagles to peck his eyes out or something.
I think that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Wait, what was your choice?
I had the hunter and the lions to protect me.
Mm. Question I had too, Genghis, which you might be able to answer.
This would be good.
With the 3 bears, do you get Goldilocks as well? Because in which case, I would like some porridge.
I thought you were going to sound like Goldilocks.
She's the hunter. Come on, Skid. Surely you're the smartest of our group, I would think, intellectually.
After not picking the hunter, I don't think so.
Because you, what no, have you, you've got a bachelor you're of a full chemistry.
For picking a hunter. I don't have a bachelor of chemistry.
Physics.
No,
physics.
I think I'm also a fool for picking the hunter now.
I can't see the hunter being useful. So say I've
that's
got,
literally what they do. They hunt animals.
Yeah, but
so all the rest
10,000 rats against a hunter. They're both one.
Kick them. Mate, kick the rats.
10,000.
Kick them.
Do you understand? Dude, I've picked the two worst.
Yeah, you are hopeless at everything. 10,000 rats wasn't even
I mean,
like.
I would say.
Okay, right. Just okay. Between the three of us, did anyone even consider the 10,000 rats? No.
Of course not. I thought the rats were a gimmick.
Yeah. I didn't pick the rats until we started the segment, and I just don't want 10,000 rats coming at me. I'd rather them.
But even at You'd worst case.
We're going to die anyway, and I don't want it to be by 10,000 rats.
I don't understand how even they're going to kill you.
Even no, it'd be so
take
slow.
Take anything else out.
I don't think you could handle the rats.
Yeah. Without any
Who
help from
Who do you think I am? 10,000 rats.
Hey, just get a tennis racket or something.
Quickly run to Coles, get some mice rats.
Could you imagine 10,000 rats just crawling all over you?
But that how are they getting to
they
you?
They don't.
What do you mean? I don't know, actually.
But how are they getting to you? And how are they getting up
can't
you?
Kick them all.
Yeah. How are they getting up you?
Like climb up.
Yeah.
Wait, why are they getting up him?
Without getting your phone number first.
Okay. All right, it's good. Anyway, I want to hear from you. Come on.
Yeah, all right. I want to. So I just think the hunter is dust. So say I've got 5 gorillas, all right?
Yeah. So that's 5 bullets.
Herbivores.
So you've actually got 5 hunters because they're gorillas from the army, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I
don't think that's 5 bullets. I don't think one bullet is taking down a gorilla. But say hypothetically he takes down a gorilla. Then I just hide under this gorilla so I can't get shot. That leaves 4 gorillas to go take down 1 hunter. As soon as.
But you've got all the other things to take care of as well.
Well, yeah, that's true. But there are 4 of them and 10 crocodiles, might I add. But as soon as something gets close enough to the hunter, he's cooked. Like a gun is not useful without his arms.
But if he starts shooting then, like, he's not going to lose his arms.
None of these things are going to die with one, but I mean, except for rats, obviously.
How is he going to shoot 10,000 rats is what I want to know.
He does that 10,000 bullets. Yeah.
One bullet's not taking down a bear or a lion or a gorilla, I don't reckon.
Mm.
Sounds like your gorilla thought about that.
I'd be lying to say I thought about that.
How long does this go for? Is this just forever until you die?
Until everything else dies.
Usually we try and do like 8-minute segments.
Yeah. If we can get out of here in 48 minutes.
Okay, you are going to need to keep your ears as sharp as a tack here as we play Not So Secret Sound. Now, there is a new jingle that we've debuted for this. Can I actually find it though? Rats.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Rats, nice.
Damn it.
You guys were talking over my great gag. Yeah. It's a shame. Just because it's back to that rat.
No, I heard it.
All right, here's a new jingle.
Oh, guess that sound as we enter this round. Prepare for your ears to start ringing. It could be the sound of a bullet. A roaring T-Rex skimming rocks or a bullet.
What a way to ruin a fucking great song.
It is a great
track, isn't it?
Good song.
Yeah. Any lyrics there that you're unsure of?
Yeah.
Because the last word is bullock.
Mm.
Which was very hard to fit into the song.
If you could somehow get something about it. And something, Sandra Bullock.
What were the words?
Better. It could something be about skimming rocks.
Yeah. That's actually way better. It could be. What was it? The words were like.
And Miss Congeniality was playing by Sandra Bullock.
I don't know. Yeah.
No, that's funny. Best.
A roaring T-Rex skimming rocks or a bullock. What is a bullock skin?
A bull, isn't it? A male.
Is it just another name for a bull?
I believe
a bollocks, your nutsack.
No, we didn't say that. On the second round, we accidentally said bollock. Yeah. Anyway, I'll get that sound fader back up for you because this is pretty important. Basically, this came on the back of.
Fuck off.
What? This came on the back of Michael.
Let him finish his sentence, for goodness sake. Why do you have to do that?
This segment.
I just see Cody.
Of course you see him. He's sitting across from you.
We just made eye contact with the same face.
You two need to stop doing that. Start wearing sunglasses. Okay. So this game came, well, it started because so remember that time in our lives where someone was sending in recordings, like 6 second recordings of them farting? And then we were sort of trying to guess whether that was solid, liquid, or gas. So that informed this song, the not so secret sound. So basically I've got six sounds here on the Rodecaster, and some are solid, some are liquid, and some are gas. Your job is to buzz in first and identify what that sound is.
Okay. Remind me of the point structure. Do we get a point for saying solid, liquid, or gas, or just saying
generally?
The sound?
It was just the sound. Okay. The solid, liquid, or gas thing was more just like a loose way to bring that.
And remember, we were making all those gags. Like, you know, I dropped that and gave that set of gas.
Yeah. All those gags. You made that gag nine times.
Yeah, it was funny. Remember, nine times.
Vickers didn't get this game at all last time.
I get it now. I got it now.
Okay.
What was your problem last time?
Well, I was trying to go, was that solid, liquid, or gas?
He was trying to guess solid, liquid, or gas while everyone else was guessing what the actual sound was.
Like balloon. I was like, that's not one of the three.
It is a tough game.
That's true. Yeah, that's an air fryer though.
Yeah, rat.
All right, here we go.
Let's go.
I think I heard Albert first.
Albert,
nice.
I reckon.
Someone blowing their nose.
That is correct, Skin.
I was thinking something
buzzer. Nice. One to Skin. Has everyone else got their buzzer sorted? Because everyone just yelled weird stuff.
Yeah, I forgot my buzzer. Godel.
Yeah, I said yes.
That's not your buzzer.
No,
your buzzer.
Bali?
Yeah,
yeah,
nice.
I'll get that.
Yeah, we'll take that. Okay, here we go. That was a... I classified that as a liquid one. There should be two of it.
If you get sick, it becomes a bit more solid.
Yes, that's right. Here we go.
Albert.
Bali, in case he gets it wrong.
I probably should have.
It'd be hard to get it wrong after that last little bit.
Stop it quicker, yeah. Skid, what do you got?
Ten pin bowling.
It is indeed ten pin bowling, a strike, in fact, as well.
That's solid.
Well, that was me. I should have recorded that yesterday.
I should have counted the pins falling, but then.
Were they your stumps, were they?
Damn it.
Because the ball
pretty
rolls.
Pretty much was 10 pin bowling. Yeah, that's right. Okay, what's that? So that's a solid, I said. Skin. Mm-hmm. All right. This one would be a... Can't tell you.
Albert.
Yeah.
I'll go Godel after it.
I'll go Bali after Godel.
Anyone else want to buzz in?
I've got two options. I'm struggling. I think it's a bottle of soft drink opening.
Skin.
This is a clinic. What the hell? What were you thinking? Can I get what you were thinking?
No.
Rats. What were you thinking? It was 10,000 rats crawling. No, what were you actually thinking?
I was going to say deodorant.
That was the other thing I was tossing up.
What were you thinking?
That was the can.
Skin, you're out to a 3-0 lead here. Yeah, you'd be tough to beat from this point.
Oh, we've got those 9-point bonus friends in the last
game. That is true. I forgot about that. Nice. Okay. I'm not going to tell you which order I'm going to play them in. So here we go.
Bali. Got no fucking idea.
Crikey.
Great.
I was thinking it was a finger clicking, Albert. But I don't think it is. Is it?
Wait, what's your guess?
I'd go to
finger clicking, no. Albert in.
I'm going to go like the lighter for the stove.
Scissors. Is it a typewriter?
I'll give it to you one more time, but no one's going to get a point, obviously. Yeah, that was good.
Oh, it's just a pen.
It is a pen.
Oh, no. God, we were really, these really convoluted answers. Someone clicking a pen.
That is good gear.
All right, here we go.
Golly.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Godel, I think.
Well, it's slurping a beverage. I've said beverage.
Godel with his first point and into the last round.
Which is obviously worth 9 points.
Which is obviously worth 9 points.
Even four would do it.
Would
nope,
three.
Nine.
Yeah, we'll make four. It nine. We like seeing blowouts. All right. This one's tough, I reckon.
Albert.
Mouth.
Hand dries in the bathroom.
Damn
it. Do it again. He's out.
No, I don't know if you can do it again in the first round.
Okay. Do you all get a guess?
I'll go after Gary, obviously.
Has anyone buzzed?
A vacuum.
A vacuum. Nice guess.
Hey, can I just hear that one more time? No. I was going to say, is it the fan in a bathroom?
What do you mean?
Is that what you said? No.
Exhaust thing.
Obviously, it's not.
Oh. No way.
What do you mean? Like,
it's an exhaust fan.
Exhaust fan.
Oh, not, skin, obviously. Do you not know
sounds? So you don't get mold on the ceiling.
it does sound a lot like that, doesn't it?
That's a liquid.
That's because it is. Yeah.
Were you getting tired listening to that, Skin? Because it's an exhaust fan. Look at that react.
Nice. Yeah, I'm such a massive fan of those jokes.
All right. So, that was good, Skin. So, I mean, we had Skin on three. Migas on nine.
Yep, thank you.
Cody on one. You really only want to start playing in the last round.
We may as well just play one round for 9 points.
Oh, yeah. We'll Skin one then.
From next week.
I reckon you can do Twitter of the week. You send it in.
You're in for
it. I don't have it.
There you go. There it is.
Oh, my God. We got nervous.
So if anyone at Apple's listening.
All right.
Or Orange.
Here's an article that says Oprah Winfrey reveals.
Nice.
Thank you very much. Oprah reveals how she manages to stay stress-free at 64. And Kazim, can't say his last name. Step one, have $1 billion.
That would help.
That would help so much.
That's why we're so stress-free.
I feel like those articles
are solve a lot of problems.
How I managed to stay stress free. Well, I've got a chef.
Yeah.
So I get a massage every day.
So it's like that's like home buy. This guy bought his first home at 24 with a $300 help loan from his parents.
Yeah. What an article.
This just steps up. That's what you do.
Well, to be fair, $300 isn't that much.
$300,000.
Actually, I would read that article.
That would be very impressive.
What he did, he bought numerous lotto tickets.
How'd you buy your first house, mate? Oh, parents gave me $300.
Yeah. P.Hourball.
Righty-o, that is another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be part of the Chockies crew and get in touch with us on the socials. That's at We Got the Chocolates in whatever social media you have. There is also, as I mentioned earlier, a link tree in all of our social media channels, which will have discount codes to Better Beer and to LSKD merch or clothing products. Great word. that's also where you can sort of find our podcast, YouTube channel, etc.
Yeah, all that sort of jazz. You can also get in touch with us at our website, wegotthechocolates.com.au. We've got a voice recording on there, the Choc Line, if you want to hear yourself on a future ep, or if you prefer to just write in, you should be able to do that below as well.
Beautiful. Keep those ratings and reviews coming on Apple, Spotify. We got 500. Unbelievable.
502. We just blew it out of the park.
Yeah.
And on Migas' back. You started
what a crock of shit.
That was actually
crock. Get it? It was from the
Yeah, you said crock earlier in the episode.
Yeah, we said crock one time.
It was the rats, the crocodiles. That was actually what I was thinking.
Yeah. Remember with David Air Fries, you said it made no fucking sense.
I've had my head for like 10 minutes. I'm gonna say this before the end of the episode, and I wish I didn't.
The hunter becomes the hunted.
You're the hunter.
I wish I didn't say hunter either. Anyway.
That's fine. Good stuff. Right here. And remember that if you're out there having a laugh with your mates this week, then you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We love having you listening here. Thank you so much. And we'll speak to you again this time next week. We think Migas will too. Mm-hmm. As always, good luck in the future. And that stumps.
Being chased by rats.
Rat.
Love you, I guess.
Love you.
Love you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.